This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. And class, this is Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in worldwide communications. Rich, I got an email from Sam's Club, and they're hyping, you know, their latest offers. And they've got this thing called a Power XL Microwave Air Fryer. It's $149.98, $50 off with instant savings. The offer ends June 22nd. And it shows a picture of this thing. It's obviously made in China. And it has all kinds of descriptions of lots and lots of words about, you know, it's a XL family size capacity. But what they don't have is the inside dimensions of what you can cook. It has the assembled size, you know, the outside dimensions. It says that it weighs 40.79 pounds, but it doesn't have the critical thing. How big of an item can you cook in this thing? Now, I'm not recommending it. What I'm trying to describe is who is responsible for writing these descriptive pages on the internet. Are these millennials that are just so dumb that they can't figure out who, what, when, where, why, and how? They can't figure that out, and they can't figure out that a person really might want to know how big the inside cavity is of this cooking appliance. I find this on lots and lots of products that I'm trying to buy. I want to know the dimensions. I can't find them because these morons that write these pages aren't smart enough to know that that's important. Rich, have you found that as well?
Well, it's these days for just about everything, it's buyer beware. You know, it's forced obsolescence everywhere direction you turn. So that doesn't, none of that stuff surprises me, Vince, at all.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I used to read the Sears catalog. I used to read the Lafayette Radio and Electronics catalogs, and they would have specifications and dimensions and power and all kinds of things that you'd want to know about a product. Now, people don't want to know those things. They don't want to know that it's a heavy-duty transmission with a 3/8-inch drive belt versus a 1/4-inch drive belt. They don't want to know that. They want to know, does it have 67 features? And can they program it with their smartphone? That's what they want to know. It's amazing how dumb we've become. Please continue.
Well, thank you. You know, it's part of the corporate America, and not just all corporations, it includes China products. You know, they incorporate plausible deniability, just like Big Pharma with vaccines. They have liability immunity. Basically, they're all going for no accountability.
Did you read? Did you read that story about U.S. Senator Roy Blunt from Missouri? And they were talking about ending the filibuster, you know, in the Senate, where you can just talk and talk and talk until you just drop dead. Because once you have the floor, you have the floor, according to these filibuster rules. So they're trying to figure out how they can get rid of the filibuster. So the story goes something, and I'm paraphrasing, that Roy Blunt is, he's got a vote that's really important in terms of this filibuster, ending the filibuster. Well, they're trying to figure out what can we offer? What can we offer Roy Blunt that he would like, and so he'll vote for us? And this is proof conclusive that we have a Congress that is for hire. The highest bid wins. Did you read that story, Rich Sheeben?
Vince, I have given so many articles to where I'm blue in the face that shows that not just politicians, but bankers, you name it, they've all sold out to the highest bidder, every one of them. You know, it's just that's why we have this by-design labor shortage, so they could bring in automation, robotics, and artificial intelligence. Everything is planned. We have an illegitimate government. They have literally fraudulently certified an election. In other words, our government is incapacitated. This was what happens when you delegitimize work. How many examples by the thousands have I given about this and how it's going to metastasize like a cancer when you protect and enable the most corrupt corporations, individuals, and companies and entities, and you know, you give them liability immunity while creating wealth inequality. So we have no check on runaway power. This is what happens when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in. We have literally delegitimized work, which is almost equivalent to saying that we've delegitimized the rule of law and changed them with precedents in order to give free lunch to the elite. That's what sold out to the highest bidder means. Vince?
Yeah, and I was thinking, as you were saying that, you know, what is the definition of a good politician? And they would say the definition of a good politician is one who stays bought. You know, you buy one, and he does what he agrees to do. He agrees to sell out the American people for, you know, some kind of compensation, whether money or favors or, you know, sex, whatever it may be. And then as long as he honors that agreement, yeah, that would be considered a good politician. Now, one who says, yeah, but, you know, I already spent the money and now I need more, that would not be a good politician because you'd have to keep buying and buying and buying him. But this thing about Roy Blunt really bothers me because it's now surfaced in the press that what do we have to do to get Roy Blunt? How do we buy him to vote our way? What do we do? And that's the guy who protected Monsanto, and that's the company that covered the planet with Roundup, and people are dying from it. And it's all this individual greed. It is absolutely disgusting, absolutely disgusting. You know, we ought to wall off Washington, absolutely wall them off and keep them in there and just say, you guys, have a nice day, because you can't get out anymore. You know, like that movie, Escape from New York. Let's lock them in there and don't let them out. And, you know, when you think about it, you've mentioned this many times. They've got a slush fund. You know, they do something immoral and they get caught. And it's like, well, we got to pay off this gal because she's going to run to the press and talk about all these perverted things that, you know, they do. And let's give her, you know, $10,000 and have her go away. That way we won't have to kill her.
Yeah, and that's funded, by the way, but by us taxpayers.
Right.
See, the money printing is a very broad term. It goes to subsidies, special interests, lobbyists, PACs, donors, you know, all these people who have their hands out under the table and behind the scenes. Well, Vince, listen, I'm looking at the clock here, buddy. I have quite a few more articles I want to mention, if that's okay, just for information purposes for our listeners.
Please do. Please do. Yeah, please do.
Thank you, sir. Okay, next article. CNN's Acosta, we all know who he is, quote, "You have to wonder if Trump rallies this summer will lead to riots like the 1-6 insurrection, January 6th. Well, how much information did I give about court documents confirming FBI's planned and executed January 6th insurrection? See, they keep thinking that the Patriots did. No, it was all planned by the left, by the elite, 100% of it. Basically, what Jim Acosta is saying is that, get ready, our side is going to create a lot of false flags when Trump speaks. That's what Acosta is saying. That's the decoded, translated message. Next, Georgia's Dominion Voting System implementation manager, Gabe Sterling, negotiated a $144,000 salary increase for himself last year. Not too suspicious, right, people? Payoffs come in book deals. They come in phony art deals. They come many different ways. Next, charges dropped for hundreds of New York City looters. See, the rule of law is bought and paid for, too, people. Next, this is a big deal here, this next article. All 29 Utah sheriffs promise to steadfastly protect the Second Amendment amid gun control push by the feds. Every state should be doing this. This shouldn't even be a debate. It's in our Constitution, Bill of Rights. It's the rule of law. The Constitution supersedes everything. Next, Maricopa County audit liaison says they need to investigate anomalies like 52 ballots submitted from a two-bedroom home. You can't make this stuff up, folks. I promise you I'm not. These are all published articles in the public domain. Next article. Second Carter Jones report describes complete breakdown of Georgia election systems. Ballots are everywhere. Describes complete breakdown of everything. No chain of custody. Complete disarray. You need to read that article, people. Those of you in those swing states, you were taken. They took away your vote. They took away your voice. They're saying you are irrelevant. Next, cash grab. Fed seized $85 million from hundreds of safe deposit boxes without any legal basis. That's called fraud. That's called illegal. That's called breaking the law. That's called mercenary investment. Next, evidence presented at hearing today shows Stacey Abrams ran the Fulton County elections. But God forbid they arrest her. Next, Biden is dumping illegal immigrants in cities around the country with little notice. I have given many an inflation report over the years, and I remember the top three: education, health care, car insurance. When they can go into a hospital for free, when they can go into a school for free, when they are not legally required to have car insurance, you're paying through everything, through taxation, through cost shifting, and inflation. And we've connected those dots a gazillion times. Next, how many dead voters voted in Georgia? Raffensperger cleans voter rolls after fraudulent election. Over 100,000 of them after the election. How is this guy not arrested? See, we don't have a rule of law. We have people who are willing to be to subvert the will of the people, and they're getting paid for it. That is not the land of the free and the home of the brave. Next, LGBT charity calls on teachers to say learner instead of boy and girl. Can't make this stuff up. Rhode Island teachers busted offering students bonus points to defend critical race theory at school board meetings. They're bribing students, bribing them with bonus points. We'll be right back after this break. I got more coming.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Well, today. God, you're
take my
when you go
to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich, just one example of things that are getting really much worse. We got a notice that our taxes are going up, and I mentioned this a couple times. And I called the revenue agent, the county tax assessor, and she told me that land values have gone up four times what they were when we bought this property. So in 16 years, they've gone up four times. And so my response to her was, what's it got to do with me? So it's all these people moving in from California that want to get out of the mess that they're in, and they've driven the land price up four times what it was 16 years ago. And I know they're doing that where you are in Montana and also Idaho. Now, it's hard for me to understand that them buying land and paying four times what we pay for it has a positive impact on me. How does that affect me? What has changed? There's no new schools. There's no new infrastructure. There's no new police. There's nothing new, but yet they're saying, yeah, but your land has gone up. Well, it only means something if we go to sell it, right? And I have no intention of selling it. So they're ripping us off by raising our taxes because they're saying that these people from California and the West are moving in and driving up our land values. They're going to be depleting our water supply. Don't move here. We don't want people coming here. We don't. And anyone who was thinking about coming here, you missed the boat. We're not going to help you. And so driving up land prices four times has a direct and dramatic impact on my family because the county wants more money for doing less than they've ever done. And it's outrageous. And so what do you do about it? You fight it, class. You fight it. I challenged the tax assessor. I said, I'm challenging my tax increase. And I'm going to give them a hard time. I'm not going to let this stand. They have to prove to me that it's fair and just and equitable. And what they told me was that the state reviewed all the taxes in all the counties, and they decided that ours, we weren't paying enough in our county. So everybody's tax is going up because the state says we're not paying enough. Who the heck are these people? They don't even live here. And they're saying that we don't pay enough. So our tax assessor is going to, you know what we need to do? We need to have people run against her. And I may do it. I may do it. I may run against this gal who's entrenched. Because I'm furious. Why are my taxes going up? Nothing has changed. Nothing. And I don't get it. I just don't understand why they can't live within their means. They can't fix the road. We have dangerous, dangerous roads. If I had a website up, I would put pictures of how bad our road is. Can swallow motorcycles, never to be seen again in the ditches. And I'm not kidding. Rich, how do you feel about these people from California moving in and driving up your property value? And then ultimately and subsequently your real estate tax bill?
Well, I definitely understand why they're leaving these blue Democrat states. I mean, it's pretty obvious. Murders up, all sorts of mayhem, rape. I mean, everything is going through the homelessness. You know, they want to collapse America. But see, when we have to delve into why this is happening, because you have BlackRock and 200 other companies basically buying up all these single-family homes, turning them into a renter's market, which is going through the roof, so they can bundle up these homes and sell them as a product, as an asset, and as hedge and pension funds to super wealthy people through Wall Street products. This is why they want immigration. See, and when these big corporations like the BlackRocks of the world buy up all these homes, that's when they're going to have leverage to change the laws. And that's what one of the things that they're trying to do is increase property taxes, so you have to sell out. So you're put into urban, suburban America on small pieces of land. You can't raise animals. You can't have a garden. You can't live off-grid. And guess what? You're going to be confined and be told what to do, and your freedoms and liberties will be gone. That's basically the short answer. Vince, if it's okay with you, I'd like to go back to news in a flash.
Yeah. Very well said. But, class, you need to resist. You need to resist all of these infractions by the government on us. You need to resist. And you need to challenge your tax bill. All of you need to do it. I do it all the time.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ransomware attacks against the United States continues despite efforts to stop it. A coastal Georgia hospital, St. Joseph's Chandler Health System, which operates 2 hospitals in Savannah, Georgia, has about 4,200 employees, was still using backup procedures, including paper records, on Monday. Some patients have said they were turned away from their scheduled appointments after the attack on Thursday. Shane Furman, the mayor of Silverton, Colorado, announced at a trustee meeting last week that the Pledge of Allegiance will be suspended. Attendees had a different idea.
I'm sorry, but that's the United States of America. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd note that that's out of order. And we did have a one-strike policy. I'm not going to ask everyone to leave tonight, but if something like that happens again, we will.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In New York City, the law has no order. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Hundreds of alleged looters and rioters busted last year in protests over George Floyd's murder by police have had their charges dropped. That's according to new data released by the NYPD. In the Bronx, which saw fires in the streets and mass looting in June 2020, more than 60% of arrestees have had their charges dropped. That's according to an investigation by NBC New York. Jessica Betancourt owns a Bronx eyeglass store that was looted in 2020.
I think it's just disgusting. It's outrageous the way we're getting treated. No one made an effort to even come to the stores and say, you know what, can I get some surveillance? Can I get some fingerprinting to see if we could catch these looters? No efforts were made by the city.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Sources in the DA's office say in many of the cases, the evidence was not strong enough to secure a conviction.
If you're planning to go to the World Cup in 2022, you must be vaccinated from COVID-19. Dan Rocky has more.
Qatar will require visitors for the 2022 World Cup to be fully vaccinated against COVID. The country's prime minister saying Sunday that the government is also working on procuring 1 million doses of vaccine to immunize visitors, adding that while most countries will probably have their citizens vaccinated by the beginning of the tournament, they want to be ready in case some can't. The World Cup in Qatar begins in November of 2022.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Sheban's with us. Rich, please continue. By the way, record ranking for USA Prepares at this very moment. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. Next article, folks. Planned Parenthood sex ed flyer telling 11-year-olds that they could have sex as long as their partner isn't older than 13 years old. And this is in Washington schools. I want to remind you of the last three articles I've mentioned, folks, whether it be the jab, drag queen, story hour, teaching transgenders, sexualizing children. This is not adult, mutual, consensual sex. This isn't rocket science. It's going to get to the point where if you don't take your kids out of these public government schools and create a home school community where there's always a parent in the room, and I've talked about this a gazillion times, get speakers who know how to do math, science, true history, who teach not theory but practical experience, people who have 15 years of private sector successful experience. It's going to get to the point that you're going to lose your children. They're not going to have a future. Next, I'm going to go into healthcare, folks, because I'm looking at the clock and we have less than a half an hour left. So I'm just going to rattle off as much information as I can. 94% of Americans oppose Big Pharma's control over global vaccine supply. And that's a poll. You know how these polls are skewed. It's probably more like 98%. Next, Fauci accused of misleading Congress about taxpayers' money given to the Wuhan lab, which has been proven a gazillion times with all this evidence. Next, Delta variant on the coronavirus will be the new excuse for the tyrannical health measures. Keep in mind, folks, Fauci years ago, he basically said in 1983, that when he tried to spread this mass hysteria over AIDS, he claimed it could be spread through mass, through casual contact. Okay, we have to remember what's going on here. This is a very corrupt system that we live in. And for those of you who think that it's a legitimate system, please send me a check and I'll send you a bridge. Next, the COVID vaccine is causing the COVID variants. I apologize for not getting into detail, but I don't have time. Next, pro-vax doctor says COVID vaccines can insert nanoparticles into the brain. How many of these articles have we given? Next, airlines are addressing the problems of blood clots and are recommending vaccinated people do not fly. Next, Department of Veterans Affairs are going to pay for sex changes while over 35,000 veterans remain homeless, and I think we're losing like 22 per day with suicide. Come on, people. Speak up. Next, heart inflammation killed a 13-year-old boy after second Pfizer shot. I'm not making these articles up. These are all published articles in the public domain. Next, nearly 4,000 fully vaccinated people in Massachusetts have tested positive for coronavirus. Next, CDC senior scientist and whistleblower, quote, we trashed data showing vaccine autism link to African American boys. You really think they care about your group? They don't care about your group. They care about their vote. They care about weaponizing their own power, money, and control against you. What group you're in is irrelevant. They're playing your ego, your emotion, and your pride, and poisoning us against ourselves. Next, thousands of women report period problems potentially tied to COVID jams. Next, COVID vaccine price, protein shedding damages the placenta. We are being experimented on, unquote. Next, 920 women lose their unborn babies after getting vaccinated. Next, COVID vaccines causing men to become infertile, developing prostate cancer. Next, Rhodes College announces plan to profile and discriminate against unvaccinated students and fine them $3,000 per year. Can't you see where this is going, people? How many of these doctors and scientists have we talked about talking about the dangers of the neurological disorders, the immunological disorders, the deaths? I mean, Alzheimer's, dementia. I mean, my gosh, we've said probably thousands of the there. I could not do all the adverse event side effects and contraindications in one broadcast. Next, unexplained deaths skyrocket during the COVID vaccine push. Next, CDC delays emergency meeting on post-vax heart inflammation due to Juneteenth. You can't make this stuff up, people. All published articles in the public domain that are verified for truth to the best of my ability. Next, California County demands all business produce vaccination status records of employees and turn them over to the government. Well, that's just a California county, right? Next, vaccine passports now coming to California as a state moves to implement vaccine verification system. This is medical tyranny. This is against the Nuremberg Code. This is against the Hippocratic Oath by all these physicians and diagnosticians even offering this to people. Next, paralogist admits lying to the American public for months on likely Wuhan lab leak theory because they didn't want to be associated with President Trump. All propaganda. Remember, President Trump was a Russian spy. Remember, Matt Gaetz is a pedophile. Remember, who's that justice? Brett Kavanaugh. He's a gang rapist. It's all BS, all of it. It's to demonize, discredit, and delegitimize anybody who stands up for the rule of law and truth. Next, replacing the dead. We talked about this last week. Corporations are already planning to replace vaccinated employees in the next 3 years who are going to die. It's called succession planning. Look it up. I went into detail last week. Next, COVID vaccine forced 19-year-old student into heart transplants, killing her within days. We've also given many stories about lung transplants, often double lung transplants. Next, you're going to love these next two articles, and I mentioned something similar last week. Houston Methodist Hospital orders staff to withhold adverse reactions caused by COVID vaccines from their official records. Houston Methodist Hospital. Is there anybody in Texas stupid enough to go to Houston Methodist Hospital when they're holding adverse reactions from official records regarding COVID vaccine? Next, Houston Methodist Hospital suspends 178 employees who refuse to get vaccinated. Now, if you're an employee, a doctor, a nurse, or whatever you are there, and the hospital is ordering staff to withhold adverse reactions, why the heck would you be stupid enough to take the vaccine? Be grateful that you've been fired. Next, Royal Caribbean discovers that vaccines cause outbreaks after 8 vaccinated crew members tested positive for the vaccine, or for COVID, pardon me. Next, the common cold. This is a study. The common cold that can protect people against coronavirus. What is COVID? What is coronavirus? It's a cold, right? 99.7% survival rate. I have basically given last week a big deal. I connected the dots. COVID, climate change. And I've connected that on how it created the largest transfer of wealth that's happening today. The mainstream media calls it the reset. What it really is financial and health enslavement. This is engineered by companies like BlackRock. It's engineered by the UN. They're using tools like the Paris Climate Agreement. All this climate change, it's basically a social credit score combination. It's a tyrannical, authoritarian, communist control takeover. And they're using companies also like Yodlee, which sells your data to design your social credit score through surveillance. And I've talked about how they use ESG, which is environmental, social, and government ratings, and EDI, which is equality, diversity, and inclusion. And basically what it's done is to hide the crimes of elite so the rich can get richer. It's eliminating truth and consolidating power, money, and control. I've talked about the agenda for months. What it does is lower quality, expertise, qualifications, proven results, eliminates the safety of a product that Vince has talked about till he's blue in the face, and it's eliminated incentives and opportunity to work because if you get a job, it's not going to be earned, which, again, I've talked about for years about lowering the bars of standards and expectations. And what it does is create less confidence in the system, creates more animosity, more infighting, chaos, race wars, gender wars, sexual orientation wars. It's basically a destruction of meritocracy, destructions of institutions and civilizations. It's a psyop so certain people can justify hate and rationalize a certain caste system for the bottom 93%. But yet we give all these gifts and passes to the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, the Bezos, the Gates, the Zuckerbergs of the world when they get nepotism connections to their kids and their kin, so they they can pass on gazillions of dollars of inheritance of money and land and businesses to their kin, but yet the poor middle-class white males are getting blamed for everything. You see how they do this? And then they use Keynesian economics and MMT and UBI, which is to delegitimize work. So basically, we have to remember that we have to speak up. Being an American is not a spectator sport. This is all by design. And they want to bring in digital, centralized cryptocurrencies. Doesn't matter what country they're in. It could be China. It could be U.S. It doesn't matter. It's the aristocracy versus the serfs. So this is going to be extremely dangerous to our sovereignty, freedom, liberty, justice, rule of law. In other words, survival is going to be an issue. They're holding our wealth and health by ransom. This is why we talk about ideas and solutions all the time. We're allowing ourselves to be run by non-elected people. And this is going to be nationwide. This is why I talk about these solutions. We need a bullion depository so the state treasury can use alternatives to manage state portfolios. We need to be able to take delivery at any time and deleverage the silver and gold naked shorts and paper contracts. Because when this all blows up with some type of lack of confidence or hyperinflation by the system because of the way they're printing money, we have to have a plan B. We have to have a hedge fund. The little people don't have it. We need state treasury budget. Best way, if we had that, then we can still go digital, use blockchain. If we had silver and gold in physical form, it's in our constitution. It's currency and money. We need to decentralize. We need to think outside the box.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
The vaccines. One of our instructors' class got the Pfizer version of the vaccine, number one and number two. And very shortly thereafter, he got really, really sick and put him down for a couple of days. He couldn't work. And right after that, a couple of weeks after that, he got full-blown coronavirus. And he's had it for 3 weeks, and it has really, really affected him very, very badly. So if you think that the coronavirus is fake, fraud, and BS, as the Little Network says, I'm here to tell you it's not true. People in our family have been killed from it. Other people who are we know of have been killed from it. And people have been really, really injured by it. And we need to boycott everything from the Chinese virus people. Everything. So start the boycott now. If you can avoid buying China-made products, you need to do that right now. Rich?
You bet. Well, just put an exclamation point on the plan being the hedge fund that the little people don't have. You know, gold and silver has been getting smashed lately because of, you know, there's a lot of reasons, but the powers that be don't want an alternative currency. Okay, they not to mention the fact that the Basel III regs are going to be starting here end of June. And, you know, when we talk about lack of purchasing power, lack of confidence, we talk about inflation or hyperinflation, however you want to talk about it. But they call it temporary. But it really is, for the little guy, it's a loss of purchasing power that's permanent. And it's a permanent forever Federal Reserve tax, which is a private central bank. You know, it's just like... You know, you have to look further deep down the line and connect the dots. You know, I know there's a lot of people out there who talk about how great emerging market investment is, but you got to remember most of these emerging markets are borrowing mostly in U.S. dollars. Well, what happens when they start bringing interest rates going up? So it is our debt. If it's a variable loan, think about the margin calls. You know, everything is connected. And we have to think about connecting those dots. So let me mention a few other things about the healthcare articles here published in the public domain. Shock footage. UK airport mandatory quarantine hotels are COVID prison camps. Next, New York pop-up clinic used expired COVID vaccines, and now they're demanding hundreds of victims return for a follow-up dose. Next, Fauci threatened the careers of scientists who publicly supported the coronavirus lab leak theory, and we all know it's proven. Can you imagine if you as a household, as an individual, as a small business, did one one-millionth of the corruption that these people did? you would never see the light of freedom for the rest of your life. Next, Canadian MP reveals hospitals are filled with already vaccinated patients and mentions how Bill Gates is evil. So there are some brave people in Canada that are stepping up. And for those of you who have not heard Chris Skye, he's a very courageous patriot up in Canada, very well read and researched. You need to look him up if he's not in jail right now. Next, Robert F. Kennedy warns that Fauci and Gates are committing mass genocide against humanity. I could not say that any slower. Next, lawsuit of 1,000 lawyers and 10,000 doctors for violations of the Nuremberg Code. That's what this is, folks. When you look at these blue swing states that have literally murdered tens of thousands of nursing home people, just sticking them in nursing homes so they could die. I mean, think about everything that's happened regarding this reset. And that's why I talked about how it's so connected. You know, the reset, the ESG, the EDI, Keynesian economics, COVID, climate change, it's all social credit score. It's all the surveillance, the, you know, how you're assigned a sustainability code and score, and you're going to even be managed by the IRS. It's all connected. We have to understand how everything is connected. It's not, they're not just one thing. They're using us to funnel us into an authoritarian, totalitarian system where we are not going to have control of our own destiny. You know, this so-called pandemic legally should not have been an emergency authorization, this EAU, whatever they call it, because we had therapeutics like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, vitamin D, zinc, budesonide, azithromycin. Okay? This should never have gone this far. There are people who were bought and paid for who did not follow science, who followed the bought and paid for script and protocol for consolidation of power, money, control by the elite. And we appreciate you being here. Thank you so much, Vince, for allowing me to exercise my First Amendment rights.
You bet. Class, and above all, we say it a lot here at USA Prepares, but we mean it. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And I've got some homework. It's on Netflix. It's called Rotten, R-O-T-T-E-N, mandatory homework. It will make your blood boil. Richard, thank you so much.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.